Today's daf is Gittin daf Samach Dalet, and we are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala a day and a half ago into the sixth parak here of Maseches Gittin, into major Gittin and Shlichus sugyas, and we are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start on the fifth wide line. Hahu Hahi Dahavikarula. Just one Nahara. Yesterday we had the sugya for the second time in this Masechta of Chazar Shlichus Eitzel Abal, which we discussed is at least a Gittin sugya, maybe a Kala Tarakula issue of Shlichus, that a Shliach has to have the ability to theoretically go back to the Mishalech and say, I did what I was supposed to do. Not that he actually has to do that, but he has to have that ability, as Tosfos discussed earlier, on Daf Chav Dalet. And if he doesn't, so then that is Batel, the Chalo Shem Shlichus. It might only apply where there are opposite functions to do. That's what the Stipler said. It wasn't just two different functions, but two opposite functions is not allowed. But just, we mentioned then, but I didn't get to mention it again yesterday, but it's the Gilyoni Hashatz of Yosef Engel there on Daf Chaf Dalet, if you remember, discusses on this idea of Chazar Shlichus Eitzel Abal, the language of Gerushin versus Shlichus. And why do we call a divorce Gerushin and not Shiluchin? Right, that's what you would think. Sent out. Where did the language of Gerushin come from? So he says, he quotes from earlier Achronim, Chazra Shlichus Eitzel Abal. If you use a Shaliach has the connotation that he could go back. Could go back. So sending out, like by the Orev also, and by the birds, Shlichus connotes going and coming back. Gerush is permanent. Gerush is not coming back. As was the first time we have that by Adam and Chava when they get thrown out of Gan Eden, Vayigaresh as Adam. He was Megurash. So that's why the Maharam Padua, and he quotes others, that's why the language of Gerush is used, because it is a stronger Lashon than Shlichus, which means Chazra Shlichus. You could go back, Shlichus Achozer. Madua Shavku Chachamim Lashon Shiluach Tichsiv Vishilcha Bibeso. Right, the pasuk by Gerushin in the Torah says Shiluach. V'nachto lashon Gerushin, Yishlam alafisha lashon Gerushin, Mukdam b'Torah al Gerushin, V'yigarish as Adam. U'betana d'veil yo, Malamit shonatzen l'akadosh baruch hu Gerushin ki'isha. Ki lo ha'ila lo tshuvaso l'vatel gzeres mos tamus u'lachziru l'gan Eden. Kemo ata, d'tshuva okeres achet, v'yadar ababhapto l'schus. And that's why it says Vayigarish as Adam, not Vayishalach as Adam, because that was a permanent sending out. We never went back to Gan Eden. So just on that Gemara, that was Rabbi Yosef Engel's Hara to re-mention again. Okay, so now let's continue where we are up to, still talking about the powers of a Shliach. Hahi, fifth wide line. Hahi Davi Karula Nafata. There was a woman that was called Nafata. Azul Sadi Kasuf Tafata. The Edom messed up and wrote the wrong name in the get. They wrote Tafata instead of Nafata. Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa Bishvei Derav. What's the issue now? Can the Edom write a new get with the proper name? They wrote a get. They were commanded to write a get, but they wrote a get mistakenly. So do they have to get commanded to reappointed to be able to do it again, or is it automatic? So that's the discussion here, the power of the shlichim. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Asu Edim Shlichusa. They're done. They can't write anything else. They've done one get, and therefore they have to get another tzivui if they want to write another get. Says the Gemara of Rabba. Rabba says, "What do you mean? Mi kamalu ksuvu chaspa v'havula? What did the husband say? You know what? Please write me a shard. Please write me a piece of nothing. No, the tzivui obviously includes something that's effective, something that's good, something that will be useful. So Rabba says it can't be that what was meant was that write this and I'm yotze, even though it is meaningless. Ella amar Rabba. Rabba says rather vada ikasav sadikita ma'alya ve'avad also edem shlichusan. If they wrote a good, perfect get and then lost it, then fine. Then they can't write another one because they did exactly what they were supposed to do. Then they were negligent and they lost it, or it was lost. But until the time that you have a kosher get written, says Rabba, that is allowed, and you don't say asu edim shlichusan. You don't say that the shlichum and the edim did everything they were supposed to. So Matzkel Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman goes even one step further. You're telling me that it was lost, it's good enough. Mi kamarlu kisfu vanchu bekisichu, right? Did they say, oh, you're right again, and keep it in your pockets? No, they want it to be given. They want it not only to be written properly, but to be given and effective. So, Ella Amar of Nachman, Kosvin Venosnin Afilu Meya Pa'amim. Even 100 times, until the Gerushin happens, they have the power to be able to write a get. This is a crucial discussion of the Tzivui Habau and the Koach that the Edom have. Is it one per get or one per Gerushin? And once they performed the Gerushin, then it's finished. But until that time, they would have the power to rewrite the get. There is a machlokas Rishonim here. First, we'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos, Kosav Vedosav Afilu Kuf Pa'amim. Nira Lari, Hecha Delo Nevar Aget. What if the get was not written? Ela She Misupakin Bo Imnase Misupakin Bo Imnase Ketikunim Lav. We're not sure if it was written correctly. Maybe yes, maybe no. De ein lazo zacher. Shahare asur shlichusan imu kasher. That's the toughest. If it might be okay, so then they don't have the power to write another one. You can't just say, okay, just in case, write another one. No. If it's the first one's kosher, then they are not empowered to write a second one. If it's for sure wrong, then fine. But if it's maybe okay, that's the word, that's the toughest. So therefore, lefichach, tov lelameid etzabal. It's good to tell the husband, sheyitzavel la'asos kemo sheyirtzu, ad sheyetzu min asafek. Right, the Baal should give a command, the tzivui, that please take care of this until there is for sure a gerushin without a suffix. Right, and so in that case, even if there's a suffix, that shows that they have to be able to write another one. If you look in Kufnun Dalid in Evan Ezer, where we have Seder Haget, the end of Simon Kufnun Dalid, we have the Seder Haget written by the Shulchan Aruch, and he goes through 101 seifim relating to Lamaisa. What do you do by a get? And he says, "Yesh no hagim l'sadar get be'erev Shabbos halacha l'maisiv." So, he wants a review of all of Hilchos Gerushin. That's the seder I get to go through. So, in Os Tesvav, there, this is quoted. This idea is quoted. The language is va'omer lo bifnehem. This is what we tell the husband to say. K'tov li get l'shem gerushay ishti plonis bas ploni u'l'shem krisus va'ani nosein l'cha rishus l'ktov haget me'echad ad me'ya. Ad sheiya echad kasher belishum pikbuk bein b'ksiva bein b'chasima ladas hachacham Rebbe Ploni haga olachomi shemara osov yom, meaning if there's a certain rabbi to so and so, as long as he says it's kosher, or to anyone v'yomer sofer kenasa v'lo mahani ze'ela b'diyeved v'chinogin l'chadchila shesover makar lohar be'aklaf. Right, it goes through all of the details, but again, this is our issue. This is where it comes from. This Gemara and this Tosfos, you know, do whatever you need to do lahotzi midei safek. The Rishonim discuss, is this limited to Gittin? This limited to Gittin that you have the power to write it over 100 times. What about by a get shtar matana? You know, write a shtar to give so-and-so this item. So could they write, is that better or worse? Could they write a get, could they write a shtar matana if the first one has a mistake, if the first one is lost? So you might say, for sure. Only by get there's a havamina that it would be limited because you have the special din of tzivui habal. Special din of the commanding of the husband, Firein Lishma, specifically, but by other shtaras for sure. And that's what the Ritva says. Behua dinami bekol shtar, she'eno zochebo ad shemegia liyado kigon shtar hakna'a. Okay, yeah, she'im novar acher shenechta venechtam kosav venosin lo afilu mea pa'amim. Avo bishtare raya, o bishtaro she'ena mechusarim nesina, kagon she'ishtar she'ish bo kinyin, kibat shachas bo azo yidim shichusim. I'm sorry, I flipped it. The Ritva says here that when do you say that they can write it again until it gets to the recipient? That's only by get. But by other shtaros, which are effective right away, right when they're written, you don't need Nesina Biyad the Makabel. Right when you write a star, Shtare Raya O Shtaros She'ena Mechusarim Nesina, Shtar She'ish Bo Kinyin, right when there's a Kinyin Shiba Nafshe, right when the Chassin accepts the Chiyuvim of the Ksuba at the Chassin's Tish, the Chiyuvim kick in even without the wife getting the Ksuba, the Chiyuvim are kicked in, Kivan She'chasmu Asu Edem Shlichusan, V'shuvein Kosem Enosnin. Right, the Ritva says that once it's done, and they can't write another one because they already did everything and it's perfect. De lo amrinan ela kein get de inoklum ashe tikia liyada. Right, so that's one hand. But other Rishonim go the opposite. They say no, for sure you can do whatever you want by other shtare matana. What, just because something it got lost just because if you didn't give it, so give another one. The language of the Rashba. Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Ritva. The Ritva says you can write however many you want. The Rashba and Tshuva in Gimel Yud Bey says, what, if you write three Shtari Matanas on the same field, that's worse for the guy? It's the same field. There's no more Shibudim or Chiyuvim created. Give him 100. So if it's the same date and the same money, you're not going to have to give him more. B'shtar matana eino tzarech litzavos le'edem b'chol pam. Ela kol shetziva lachtom kosim v'chosim afilu mea pamim. De'ein chiyuv mischayev alav b'mea yosem eyachad v'cheinami b'shtar mecher kol shachosim v'chosim etzachrayis achshav v'shadar etzachasav, etc. So as Machlokas we've shown him, this din that applies to get about afilu mea pamim until it's effective, right? If the woman loses her get, they can't write another one. That can't be, because it was already given to her. But up until that point, they can write it. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemet here, he discusses the following case. He says, Maisa Shaya Bechasin Vekala. After the chuppah, Natfu Mei Geshamim Al Aksuba. Maybe it was an outdoor wedding, and it started raining, and the ksuba got wet. V'netashtashu ha'osios shem torif aksuba. And the ksuba letters got rubbed out. Kigon ha'shemos v'hamakom ha'chasim v'akala. And the chasim v'akala are in the cheder yichud. That's because it happened to start to rain right after the chuppah. Ha'av lo ratza lafri l'chasim v'akala. U'miya l'shnei edim u'pikis b'yem lichtov miya ksuba chadasha. Can you write a new ksuba? After all, you know, that everybody knows there's no chiyuv tzibui habal here. And they wrote a new ksuba, and everything was good and wonderful. So he goes through our discussion. The Rashba, the Ritva, right? Do you say this, kosev v'nosa afilu mea pamim? Here it was already given, right? Do you go back and forth? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he says, Yesh l'achmir, that afterwards you should get the husband to be aware of it, and not just do it without his knowledge. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara again, now continuing talking about the power of a shliach, which again we've spoken about before, or the power of the Edim, not even just the power of the Edim. We spoke earlier on Daf Chavtes or so, and what's going to come up also in a couple of days, the sugya of Mili Lo Mimsiri L'Shliach, and the Shliach Osa Shliach, right, that's going to come up on the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav, in terms of the one Shliach making another Shliach. Here, it's related, but it's talking about the Edim that are told to write, same kind of idea, can they write another one if they didn't fulfill their job? Halacha L'maisa. Two dots. Boy Mine Rava Meir of Nachman. Kisvu V'tnu L'Shliach. Mahu. What if the husband says to two people, write a get, and then give it to a Shliach? Siluke Salik Luhu. And then what happened? And then it got lost. Can the original people write another get? Meaning, once the husband says, this is the way Rashi understands the Ibaya, once the husband says, write it and then give it, by saying and then giving it, is he limiting their power? Or is he just making it easier for them? But they're not out of the picture yet. They're just making it, he doesn't want them to have to be Toreach and Shlep. So Siluki Salik Luhu, has the husband removed the first witnesses from any power, any job, so once it gets lost, they can't write another one, because they've been removed. Because he said, write it and then give it. Odilma, or no, Latircha de Tuchai. She's just choshes for their Tircha. He doesn't want them to have to schlep. But if something happens, they can do it again. They're not out of the picture. So that's the Shaila, Amale Ravina Ravashi, Viyolich Lamahu. What happens? Rashi says this is an Imtim Salomar. Even if you want to say, third wide line in Rashi, Imtim Salomar Bahach. Delo Amar Elakisvu Vitnu Lishliach. Fame Kasu Vanasu Lova Avad. Da Asu Shlichusam. If you answer the first question as they are out of the picture, Siluke Mesalik Lahu, Da Komash et Sivam Gamru Vas, they did everything they were supposed to do. What about if he adds and bring it to them? The Yolichla. Right? They and then write it and give it, and they'll bring it. So adding that to the first Edim, maybe that includes them more. Continuing the Rashi, Mi Amrinan, Kiva da Amar Kisu Vatnu Lashliach Vyolichla Asan Shluchim Lachzar Velechta Vashiagia Liyada. Why does he say the whole process to them? Must be because he wants them involved in the whole process. Or do you say no? Or do you say that Vyolich doesn't make a difference? So the Gemara has the question, Mao Teku, no answer given, put it on the list for Eliyahu Hanavi. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer. Afa omeres toli giti. Also, if the woman says, back to the Mishnah's Lashonos of Kabbalah and Olacha, if she says, take for me my get, imratza lachzer lo yachzer, Why? Because taking is a lashon of Kabbalah. Tanu Rabbanan toli visali v'yieli biyadcha kula lashon Kabbalah heim. They're all lashon onus of Kabbalah for shliach la Kabbalah, and therefore the gerushin happens right away. Mishnah. Ha'isha sha'amr is Kabbalah giti. Tzricha, this is what we discussed already from the Rambam yesterday. Tzricha shtei kitei edim. You need two groups of edim in the case of shliach la Kabbalah. Shnayim sha'omrim b'faneinu amra. Two edim saying, in front of us, she said that we should be the shluchei Kabbalah. That's the Rambam. Remember yesterday? For the minui shliach la Kabbalah, you need edim. Based on this Mishnah, ushtayim omer shomerim b'faneinu ki bavakara. And in two edim saying that, well, she actually, or he, the shliach actually got it. Two that says he is a shliach la Kabbalah, and two that says the shliach la Kabbalah received the get, vakara, and then he ripped it up. We'll have to see in the Gemara, why would he rip up a get? What's the tzorah to rip it up? Afilu heinu harishonim v'heinu achronim, even if it's the same edim that witnessed the minui and witnessed the gerushin, that is good enough. Oh, echad min harishonim, echad min achronim, v'echad min sarif yimohim. Or one of each. You have one from one, right, one is the same, and you have other people from the shuk that are mitzarif. Tosas wonders, what's the afilu? Even if they're the same ones? What do you mean? If they're the same ones, isn't that even better? That's like, oh, perfect, you have the same people. Tosas wonders about the afilu, v'im tomar, Tosas afilu. My afilu, adaraba, hachi adav tvei. Isn't it better? Delo avichatzi davar. If you have two edim testifying about everything, isn't that better? Tosa says, in a way, but the chiddush is, even though that's not so common, mishum yishlomar de mishum de bekat achas domel sheker tehechi misrami shahayu b'shas amiru b'shas kabbalah. Isn't it a coincidence that they're there? They happen to be there both at the time of the minui and at the time of the kabbalah. So that's the afilu. Even though there's like a chash sheker there, because why would the same two people be there? Still, we trust. V'gabi ged havi lo lamecha shema sacharta ma'isha. Maybe it's the woman's lying. So because of that, that's the afilu. Okay, itmar says the gemara. Now we get into the sugya of shlish. The sugya of shlish. Rashi says the following cases where the husband and the wife are in the same city. Keep that in mind. Ishva isha yachad bo'ir. So what's the case? You have a third party. You have a man holding a get. So the question is, why is he holding a get? Baal omer lepikadom. The husband says, oh, I gave it to him to hold on to while I was busy, and I'm going to take it back from him, but he's holding it for me. Ushlish amar legerishin. But the shlish says that he was given it legerishin. Why? Rashi explains, Hayiti shlucha lekabala, v'nizgarsha bekabalasi. She's divorced. I am her shliach lekabala. So do you believe the husband? Do you believe the shlish? The husband says they're not divorced. The shlish says they are divorced. Mi ne'eman, who is believed? Machlokes amoraim. Rav Huna amar baal ne'eman. Rav Chisda amar shlish ne'eman. Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. A lot to say. Let's just finish the phrase. Rav Huna amar baal ne'eman. Rav Huna says the husband is believed. Why? Dim iso de legerishin yahavi nihilei. If really he wanted to divorce his wife, lidi dahavi yavla nihilei. He should have just given it to his wife. Right, that's why Rashi says they're in the same city. Right, that's why he should have just given it to her. The fact that he didn't give it to her and she's here means that that's a reisa, and therefore we would believe the husband. Rav Chisda amar shlish ne'eman. Rav Chisda says no, the shlish is ne'eman daha hemne, because after all, the husband believed the shlish by giving him the get. Why would you give the get? It must be that he's a ne'eman person in your eyes, and therefore, the shlish is believed. Okay, a number of comments and discussions of the Rishonim on this Gemara. First of all, top Tosfos here on Rav Huna's sheet. Rav Huna says that the husband is ne'eman. One second, the husband is ne'eman? Didn't we have in the first three prakim, or the first two prakim of our Masechta, the whole idea of b'fani nechtav or b'fani nechtam, and the shliach coming, but now you're telling me the husband's going to be believed? Nah, it's not really a good get. Doesn't that undermine and uproot everything? Maho ilu chachamim b'takanasa nestosvis. Right, the husband could always say, oh, I didn't give it legerishin. So why, how does this Mishnah work? How does Rav Huna understand all of the Mishnayis in the previous prakim? So, Tosvis answers, Rav Huna, when he says the husband is believed, is only when they're both in the same city. all of the, and that's when we have this ne'emanus that the husband is believed because he should have just given it to her. What are all those cases in the first two prakim? They're in different countries. They're in different cities. But if they're in the same city, that's where. But that's a chiddush gadol then. If they're in the same city, so then the husband would have special powers to be believed. That's what Tosfos says. And he continues trying to work out other details. That's Tosfos. But if you look in the Ran gives two other more fundamental answers. And the Ran says here on Daf Chaf Tesla Mabez in the Daf Harif, he asks this question, he asks Tosfos as Kasha, and then he quotes Tosfos and he gives two other answers. Inami, Dechi Amarav Huna Baal Neman, when does the husband believed Dafka Bishliach Kabbalah? De'ikareyasa, de'kivan she'yado ki'yada, l'didavi maserle. As we said, if she's in town, and now this is her shliach l'kabbalah, so the shliach l'kabbalah is hers, so just give it to her. Avo b'shliach holacha l'kareyasa, shalaratza limser la she'tiskarish miyad. But if it's his own shliach, if it's her shliach l'holacha, he's not going to be believed over that shliach. He gave it to the shliach. So obviously he's trust the shliach is acting for him. So that's why he's not going to be believed. All those cases in the earlier prakim were shliach lehalacha. Tishliach, not shliach lekabbalah. So he only has power to be believed according to Rav Huna, according to the Ran, shliach lekabbalah. But not shliach lehalacha. That's what is the reyasa. Inami, or the Ran says, this is answer number three. Tosfos gave one answer, which is basically inachinami, but he limited it. The Ran says, difference, Kabbalah versus Halacha. And then the Ran says, maybe Rav Huna only says the Baal is Neman if his the get is still in the hands of the third party. Once the woman gets it, there's nothing to talk about. Right, there's no more reyasa or ir'ur that the husband could say once the wife has it. Avo mishiyagia get liyada shuv eina bal neman af alpi she'eda to'en esbari. Even though she says, well, I'm not sure, I know he gave it to me. So those are the two important answers of the Ran within the Shita of Rav Huna. Again, husband Naaman, what about all the b'fani nechtam cases? Either, A, that's in different cities, or that's only by Shliach LaHolacha, or that is only when the wife has the get. That is one discussion within Rav Huna. Now we have a discussion within Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the Shlish is Naaman. Why? The language of the Gemara is Tahahimne. What exactly does that mean, Tahahimne? So, Machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi, at least there are two Rashis here, but at least one Rashi sounds like Migu. Why is there an Emanus here? Migu, that the Shlish could just give it to the woman, and the woman will be believed if she would hold her get. So, he's believed to say, I accepted it for the woman. That's Rashi's Lashon in Dibur Maschil Mikanafik. Right in the middle. De migu di boy havi ovid be my de kamar ne'emanami al amiraso. Right, so he's believed with his amira because he could have just given it to him. We had a couple of days ago, we had the concept of biyado. Similar to amigu, but he could just give it to her and therefore it would be, he is believed. But the other Rishonim quote other sources and Gemaras where the Shlish is believed even without amigu. And that's why Tosfos and the Rashba and others assume it's more powerful, or I should say it's just different. It's not migu, it's that the husband gives him power. What's the language of the Gemara? Tahimne. Himne means, once I give it to you, then I am putting you into a position to be believed. And I'm giving you power to be believed, even if I complain about it. Separate from migu. That's Tosfos Shlish. Tosfos says, Afilu omer abal shenasan lo b'fnei edim. Mikamakam samach alav dezimne demaisi edim o azlim desayam. So as the edim will die. De'ein lefarish dineman ashlish mitam migu. No, it's not migu. It's not based on migu. It's just the fact that the husband believed the shlish. If you look in the language of the Rashba has a very strong lashon. He says, let me just find the lashon of migu. He says, the Shlish has that power, but it's not because of that. So Machlokes, what exactly is that man is based on according to Rav Chisda, Rashi, and Tosfos. One other point. Is this whole discussion only if the husband agrees that he gave it to the Shlish, and the Machlokes is only about why he gave it to the Shlish? What if the husband denies everything? What if the husband says, I have no, that fell out of my pocket and you picked it up? Does that change anything? The Gemara is at least talking about a case where everybody agrees that the Shlish has it legally. But what happens if the husband says, I disagree totally, I don't know why the Shlish has it in the first place? So, says the Rashba, again, even there, the Shlish is Ne'eman, because it's not common that it would fall out and then we'd be picked up. We would believe the Shlish in that case also. Ava betoin tain is mizuyaf, inami nafal mimeni, misaso bahavade lo pligi, ushayim shavim bedavarze. Everybody would agree in that case that the Shlish is believed. Everybody agree, not only Rav Chisda, even Rav Huna would say that the Shlish is believed in that case, in where the Baal isn't even Modeh. Other Rishonim, though, are not so convinced. Maybe even in that case there would be a Machlokes, but that is another Ha'ara. Okay, there's more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, so Machlokes, Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda, in this case of the Shlish is only the get, did he get it as a Shlich LeKabbalah, that's Rashi's Pshat, or a Pikadon, Machlokes. Masiv Rav Abba. Ask Rav Abba, Hodas, Baal Din Kimiya Edim Dami. That's a Shas principle. If the Baal is moded to something, then he is believed like 100 Edim. Maybe even more than 100 Edim. Vishlish Ne'eman Mishnehem. But a Shlish can be believed even over Baalei Davar. Ketzad, what does that mean? Ze Omer Kach, Vze Omer Kach, Shlish Ne'eman. You see, for me, the Shlish is always believed, even over the Baalim. So, Kasha on Rav Huna, who says the Baal is Ne'eman, what do you mean? The Braisa says that the Shlish is always Ne'eman. The Tosefta, answer, Shiny Mamon, is Yavla Mechila. Don't compare it to me, Hilchis Dine Mamonis, and Isser V'Heter. By Isser V'Heter, the Baal has more Ne'emanis. Not like Mamonis. Why? Mamonis is Yavla Mechila. What does that mean? Right when the husband gives it over to the Shlish, he's basically being mochel. By mamonis, you have ideas of mechila, and you're more in more power to do whatever you want with your money. So by giving over to the Shlish, you're giving over all the power. You can be mochel money now, you're being mochel by giving it to him. But by Isser V'Heter, you know, you're not being mochel anything. You can't just be mochel, the marriage. No, you need a formal gerushin, and therefore, Milsa de Isura, he is still, the Baal still has power. Says the Gemara Batanya V'chein L'Gittin, but it says the words V'chein L'Gittin in the Braisa. Gite Mamon, that just means documents. Gite means Gite Mamon. V'atanya V'chein L'Shtaris, it also says V'chein L'Shtaris, right, which means V'chein L'Gittin doesn't mean just Gite Mamon. It says the Gemara Midi Gabi Adadi Tanya. Those two phrases weren't in the same brisa. V'chein l'gittin, v'chein l'shtaris. It's two different brises. So it's two different brises. They're both referring to Gitei Mamon, that the Shlish would be believed, but not more than that. Good. Tanan. So now, what about our Mishnah? Ha'isha shar miskabel l'gittin. Tzricha shtei Gitei Edim. Shnayim shi'omer b'faneinu amro. Shnayim shi'omer b'faneinu kibah v'kara. Our Mishnah. You need two witnesses on the minui of the Shlich l'kabbalah, and two on the actual gerushin. V'yamai. Why do you need two witnesses that witness the giving over to the Shlish, meaning to witness the Shlich l'kabbalah? V'yamai lehemni l'shlish. Just believe the Shlish that the divorce took place. He's holding it. It's what he need two witnesses for. Just believe the Shlish. Says the Gemara. Mi kanafe gita mitute yade de lehemne. You would believe the Shlish. But here he's not even holding the get. Right? So you have no idea. Remember, it was ripped up. So you're right. If the get was in his hands, you'd believe the Shlish, like Rav Chisda says. But here, the get's not in his hands. And therefore, he is not believed. Rashi, of course, the language of the Tosefta, right across from where we are. Ein Shlish Ella Imkain Hashlishis Biyado. The Shlish is only believed when the item that he's being a Shlish on is in his hand. Right? Ein Hashlish Ella Imkain Hashlishis Biyado. So here he's not going to be believed. Says the Gemara, okay, Tenach Amra. So fine, regarding the Minui of the Shlish, you would say that. Kibel Lamali. What about Kibel? Right? What is it? Isn't that enough? Look at Rashi. Tenach amra kibel amali la asuye edim shera'u mekabel miyad abal. What do you need edim on the second stage? That he was mekabelit harihu biyadu lefaneinu v'havade kible. Right? You at least see the pieces. You have something there that you know. So fine, it was writ, but he's holding something, so you know it was given to him. So what do you need edim on that kabbalah? So amarebi Hamani, Rabbi Elazari, Damrei de Mesir Karsi. No problem. Getting back to our machlokes that we've had already a number of times. It's going to come up a lot again in the second half of this Masechta. Edi Mesira Karsi. Edi Mesira are the ones that are crucial, and therefore you have to have witnesses on the actual Gerishin. What's the actual Gerishin here? Giving it to the Shliach Lekab. Rashi here has an important comment on the Rabbi Eliezer. He, Rabbi Eliezer, he is the Amar in Get Kasher Ella below Edi Mesira. Yes, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who says that a get is not kosher without Edi Mesira. What does that sound like? Sounds like Rashi is taking a stand on the machlokas we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says Edi Mesira Karsi, is that only Edi Mesira? What if you have Edi Chasima? Is that good enough also? Is Rabbi Eliezer adding or is he arguing? So Bali Atosfus, back on Daf Dalid, and other Rishonim held that he needs Edi Mesira, period. Doesn't matter. Even though the Mishnah says, we had earlier, that Edim Chosman Alaget Elam Neitikana Olam, that is extra, but you for sure need Edim Mesira, says Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what Rashi sounds like. Damar ain't get kosher below Edim Mesira. But keep in mind, the Rif and the Ran and other Rishonim that say no. Rabbi Eliezer requires Edi Mesira when there are no Edi Chasima. But if there would be Edi Chasima, so then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree to that. That's what, if you remember, the Rif quoted and the Ran explained, Edi Chasima are like standing Edi Mesira. The Rif quoted all the way at the end, back on Daf Pei Vav in the ninth parak. He quoted this issue. Let me just find it again. On Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. Hey Chadik Edi Mesira lo be'inan Edi Chasima. But, and then he quotes, I'm sorry, the earlier, the Vayik, Chalecha Dike De Chasima, Lo Be'inan Ede Mesira. Chalecha Dike De Mesira, Lo Be'inan Ede Chasima. Rabbi Eliezer says either or. That's his important Shita, but again, Rashi sounds like it is the former. Sounds like it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara right in the middle, Kara Lamali. So why did the Mishnah say ripped up? Why would the Shliach have to rip it up? Amar Yehuda Mara, Bishas, Hakzei Rashanu. So at a time of Gzeira, time of the religious persecution, you aren't allowed to have any religious ceremonies, even Gerishin. So therefore, that is why they ripped it up. Period. Amar Rabba. Umode Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Mode. Di Amra Ihi. Lididi. Rav Huna, who said that the husband is Naaman. If the woman, I Amra Ihi. Lididi. Amar Li Shlish. Dila Gerishin Yavi Niyali Mehemna. If the woman says that the Shlish had told me that it was given to him for Gerishin, Kabbalah, then even Rav Huna would say that the Shlish is believed. Says the Gemara, really? Mi Gamidi. The Shlish Gufe Lo Mehemna. Vihi Mehemna. The Shlish himself would not be believed. But if the woman said that the Shlish got it, he would be believed. Right? She would be believed. So, Elano, this is rather what Rabba meant to say. I Amra, Kamoi Didi, Legershin Yavini Ele Mehemna. But front of me, it was given to him. Meaning, I didn't just see it. He didn't just tell me that it was given to him for Gerishin. But I saw him get it for Gerishin. Migu di bai amra lidida yavi niele bao. Because there's a migu that the husband could have just given it to her. So that's why she's believed to say that it was given to him in front of her. You see from here, this is one of the Tosfos and the Rashba's Rayas, that the machlokes is not based on migu to hahimne, because you see here that everybody agrees to migu. So the earlier machlokes must not be based on migu, because you see Rav Huna does agree to the case of migu. Period. Bala malagereshin, vishlosha malagereshin. What if they both say, the husband says, I gave it to him to be a get, and the shlish says, I got it as a get. Vehi omeres nasanli va'avad. I have no idea where my get is. Am Rabbi Yochanan, havidavar shebe'erva, vedavar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. Right, you need a raya. You need a davar shebe'erva. You have to know that she can't just say, I'm divorced. If there are no witnesses, and there's no get, there's no anything. V'yamai v'lehemni l'shlish. What do you mean? Why don't you believe the shlish that he got it l'shem gerushin? Mi kanafek gita mituse yada de lehemne. As we said earlier, a shlish is believed when he has something in his hands. There's got to be a raya that he's the shlish. Says the gemara v'lehemni l'baal. Why don't you at least believe the baal? To amar of chiyav arav and amar of yochan and baal shamar girashi as ishti neman. Right? Why don't you say that if the husband says, I divorced my wife, so then he's believed. So Gemara says, Mikam or Girashti? Well, here he's not saying that, Rashi. He's saying, I gave it to him as a shlich lalacha. If he says, I gave it to him as a shlich lakabbalah, you're right. Because then he's saying, I divorced my wife. But here he's saying it to him, I gave it to him as a shlich laholacha. And therefore, the husband would not be believed. Period. Velema, what about this though? Getting back to Nazir days. Venema chazaka shlich osa shlichuso. Why don't we say there's a chazaka that a shliach always does what he's made a shliach to do? And therefore, we should assume that the get was given and trust the woman. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak. Homer l'shlucho tzei v'kadei shli isha stam. Umeis shlucho. A man says to another man, go marry me somebody. And then that shliach dies before reporting back. Aser b'chal anashim sheba olam. This man, this mishaleach, is not allowed to marry anybody in the whole world. Why? Chazaka shliach otzei shlichuso. Mistama the shliach did what he was supposed to do. And any woman in the world might be the sister of the one who the shliach was mekadesh, and therefore everybody's awesome. So you see the principle of chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. There's a lot to talk about. Let's just finish the sentence. Says the Gemara, no hani mili lechumra. When do you say shliach osa shlichuso lechumra? You would say there aser b'chal nashim sheba olam ava lekula lo, but not lekula to say that she's divorced and she can marry anyone. Tosfos here notes the Gemara in Erevin that there's a machlokas amaram whether we say shliach osa shlichuso even by daraisas or only by darabanans. That's discussed there in Erevin. But the big shaila on this Gemara, a number of shailas. First, we'll start with the Rishonim, and that is how fundamental is this halacha of aser b'chal nashim sheba olam? Do we really say that he can marry anybody? Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos here says, really, come on, there's a rov. The rov of the world, he only married one person. Tosfos says, Mistama, he can marry anybody. Because after all, Tosfos says, why aren't we machmir the other way? Nobody in the world can ever get married. Because maybe this is the one that she was, that this shliach was Bekadish. So Tosfos says, maybe you trust the woman about herself, you just don't trust someone about their sister. But Tosfos ends up saying on the fourth line of Tosfos, Venire, de Knasa ba'almahu. This is all a chumrah. This guy did something negligent. He did something irresponsible. Go tell the woman, the shliach, to go find you a specific woman. Not to be mekadesh anybody. That's irresponsible, says Tosfos. And therefore, we fine him. But me'ikir hadin, avo min hadin, says Tosfos, mutar b'kal anashim, de'ein ze chazaka gemura. This isn't a chazaka gemura. Why? Because what's a shliach osa shlichuso? Where it's totally in his power. Here, the woman has to acquiesce. Right? He can't force it. Va'od azlina basaruba. So, says Tosfos that this is really a chumra derabanan against this man. The Ramban argues vehemently. The Ramban says, what did this guy do wrong? What's a knas? We had a lot of knasas earlier. Hezek she'eno nikar. Okay, we're kones him for damaging. Midameyam. What did he do wrong here? This is called irresponsible? He doesn't know who to marry. He trusts the shliach. He says, find me a good wife. That's so bad? We're going to find him, says the Ramban? No. This is a me'ikar hadin iser. Ve'ein divrayim b'kam ischavrim klal. V'mikal makam hechles asmo l'safik azeh. Ma iser bazeh? V'chi hayel olachush she'yamos ha'shliach. He has to be worried that the shliach is going to die. No, elakach roy lomar. Really, he says, it's a real isser. So why is everybody else in the world mutter? Everybody has a cheskas pnuya. Every other woman in the world has a chazaka that she is not married. She cheskas pnuya saying, ve'ein cheskas shliach osa shlichuso motzi on me chazaka. The shliach osa chazaka for the mishaleach doesn't affect their status. And then he quotes, "Lafi she'ein chazaka shel krovos she'ein an bos lidon lefaneinu moelas lo ha'ilu bos krovos v'amar lo kidashnu shliach v'adei mutter and yirachanim v'misurin." He has another machlokas. What if all the relatives come and say we weren't married? Would we trust them? The Rabban says yes. So he has a chumra and a kula. It's a din daraisa. It's a real din. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. But in a chinami, if all the relatives come and say we are not married, so then he would be able to get married. It's just usher until he knows. Until he knows otherwise. And there are other machlokos between Tosfos and the Ramban. What if he said, the Mishnah Baruch says, in Afkamina, what if he says, go marry me this woman, and the shliach dies, and you don't know if he married a specific woman, and that this specific woman is not here. So, do you say he can't marry the sisters or not? That's a machlokos between Tosfos and the Ramban. Good, one other horror, the Taz. The Taz asks, but this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, why isn't there a Sfek Sveika Lakula? Safek, he didn't do anything. Safek, he didn't marry anybody. And even if he married someone, maybe he didn't marry this woman's sister. So why don't we say it's a Sfek Sveika Lakula? So the Taz says, well, that's the Chazaka. Chazaka Shlichos or Shlichusos, like a Din Vadai. the Taz says in Eben Ezra Lamed Hey, and therefore we would not be able to apply Shliach Svek Sveika. Says the Beis Shmuel, he quotes the Taz and the Beis Shmuel on the Shulchan Aruch and says, what? The Chazaka makes it a Vadai? That's such, even according to the Ramban, it's like a Vadai? You saw the rules of Svek Sveika. He says a different reason. Why you wouldn't say Svek Sveika Lakula, and this gets us into the Svek Sveika Sugya. Svek Sveika has to be two similar types of doubts. Svek Sveika. But if you have what's called, if you have two totally different types of sveikos, what's called Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Beta'aroves, so then you would not say Svek Sveika. So for example, the Gemara is at the beginning of Beitza. What if you have an egg, you're not sure if it was laid on Yontif or not. You're not sure if it's Muksa. And then that egg got mixed up into many other eggs. So that's not a Svek Sveika. Why? It's two different types of sveikos. First Safek is, you don't know if it's Usser or not. It's about the goof of the item. The second Safek is, you're not sure if this is the right egg. Right, it's mixed up. Safek echad beguf, safek echad betaroves. So says the Beis Shmuel right here. The Beis Shmuel, yeah, then Simchav Sifkat and Chavches. That here you have a safek echad, whether he actually did it or not. And if he actually did it, you don't know which one it is. Right, so that's a safek echad beguf and one betaroves. So therefore, that wouldn't be sek sek lakul. Okay, there's more on that Gemara, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now back on the top. Vilahemna lidida. So you're telling me, remember the case, the husband says, I gave it to him for a get. And the shlish, he says, I got it as a get. And she says, I'm divorced. And we don't believe her. Why? So we just said, why don't you assume chazak ha-shlech ha-shlech ha-shlechusa? But now, why don't we believe the woman? A woman who says to her husband, Geirashtani, you divorce me, ne'emenesh. She is believed. Chazaka ein ha-isha mi'iza paneh b'fnei b'ayla. Right, Chazaka, a woman doesn't act so brazenly in front of her husband. She says, you divorce me, so we trust her. Says the Gemara, Hanimili Hecha Deleka Deka Mesayela. If she's all by herself and nobody's supporting her, then we would say that. Aval Hecha De Mesayela Me'iza Me'iza. But here she has a shlish on her side, and therefore, we would not trust her. There's another Machlokes, the Rashmi here notes the Machlokes Ramam Ravid here, but it's the Ramam Ravid. Is Rev Hamnunis Chazaka even Lechadchila? Meaning, we would trust a woman, if she says, I'm divorced, we would let her get married? L'chadchila? The Rambam says yes. The Ravid says no, it just means, if she got married, we'd let her stay married. But she still would have to do something more. This chazaka, ena isha me'iza, wouldn't be strong enough to allow her to get married in the first place. The Rashba says, our Gemara sounds like the Rambam. There would even be l'chadchila. It would be l'chadchila. Fine, next Mishnah. Na'ara ha'ma'orasa, hi v'yaviya makabla neskita. Nara ha-ma'orasa, Nara who's 12 to 12 and a half, ma'orasa, only after Erisin. If it's after Nisuin, then her father's totally out of the picture. But if it's Nara ha-ma'orasa, then there are two addresses that can accept her get. Whether she can accept her get, or her father can accept her get, hivi avia makabla neskita. Amar of Yehuda, ein shtei adayim zochos ka'achas. No, not true. Ella avia makabla neskita bovad. She's still a Nara, only her father. Only her father, not her. Tosfos discusses, he quotes a machlot, 2 days in Rashi, Ramach Stira in Rashi, and Tosfos holds like the latter day, whether the Mishnah is only about Nara, what about Ketana? Could a Ketana accept her own get? A Ketana hama orasa. That's 2 days Tosfos quotes here in Rashi and Kiddushin. Tosfos assumes yes. Tosfos assumes if the Ketana Shliach could accept the get, the father, that the Ketana, the Torah gives her a yad. Even though she doesn't have, she's lava bas das in general, the Torah gives her a yad, like we discussed from the Rambam yesterday, 2 days ago, the Ketana appointed shliach lekabbalah, maybe a special din of edim and not general shlichus, the Or Sameach said, because here there's a chiddush, that she has a yad, and therefore she would be able to accept it. Okay, v'chol she'eni yichol l'shvoras gita, eni yichol l'esgarish. And any woman who cannot hold on to her get cannot be divorced. We'll have to see what that means. In terms of das, says the Gemara Maikam Iflagi, what's the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Whether a Nara can accept her own get, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say, Yada Yisei Rasa Zachila Rachmana. The Torah, when she's a Nara, has given her an extra hand. So it's both. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Bimakam Avia Yadila Lav Klumhu. No, when her father's there, her hand is nothing. There's a beautiful machlokes also, the same Tosfos. When it says, when she's a Nara, according to Rabbanan, she has an extra hand. Who's the extra hand and who's the ikker hand? Right? Is she the ikker and her father's the extra? Or is her father the ikker and she's the extra? So that depends. That's totally on the machlokas about ketana. If she could get it even when she's a ketana, then her father is nitosif possibly. If her father's the only one when she's a ketana, then she's the extra hand when she's a nara. It just says Yadi Yisei Rasa, but it leaves open the question of who is the extra. And whoever cannot hold on to her get, guard her get, cannot be divorced. Tanu Rabbanan. Well, let me just add, let me just read the line and then we'll add it. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketana hayodas lishmor hasgita miskaresha. It's a ketana that knows how to guard her get. She's old enough to guard her get. She has some das. She can be divorced. V'sheini yodas lishmor hasgita eini miskaresha. But if not, not. If she's not old enough. Rashi says on the Mishnah, if she's not yodas lishmor hasgita, that even her father cannot accept a get for her. Because she is not a bas gerushin. So even her father cannot accept her get, and Tosas argues on that. Tosas says, no, her father could always accept her get. It's only about if she is not yodas lishma, then she cannot accept her get. Again, is it about the gerushin, or is it about the bas gerushin? Ve'ezuhi k'tana yodas lishma eskita. So what's the level? Who is considered a k'tana that can? Kol mashem, kol shemishameres gita v'davar acher. Anyone who holds on to her get and something else. My kamar, what does that mean? Amar b'yachon ha'chi kamar. Kol mishemishameres davar acher machmas gita. Anyone that holds something else and thinks it's her get. Says the Gemara, maskel v'rafuna bar manoach ha'shotev almayi. What do you mean? That's not a woman. That's not a reflection of wisdom. That's a fool. What, you hold a watch instead of a get? The opposite. Anyone who could tell the difference between a get and a different kind of star, so then that's a yodas lishmor eskita, and therefore that would be okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, and he gets another pshat. Tsror v'zarkar eragos v'noklo. If she can know the difference between a rock and a nut, you give her a rock, she'll throw it away. She'll give her a nut, she'll keep it. So that's already on the level that she can be zocha for herself. She can't be zocha on behalf of others. That takes a higher level of das, but this is good enough for her. But if she's an even higher level, she understands that she has the idea of taking turns. But she's going to have to give it back, so then she can be zocha even on behalf of others. Okay, I'm reading it. Kamid Shmuel, Amar Li Davada Achasi. Shmuel told me both are the same halacha. My Davada Achasi, Amar Avchisa Echazev Echazev, Zocha La'atzav Zocha La'cherim. Even the second one can only be zocha for herself, but not for others. 2 points. One halachic and one hashkafic. One halachic. Rov Rishonim here, Tos the Rashba, and the other Rishonim say, 1 second, this Gemara says that once a ketana is old enough, she can be zocha on behalf of herself. But didn't we have the whole discussion in the fifth parak about motzei mitzi, if you steal something from a chereshot of a katan, it's tikkun ha'olam because they can't own it on a daraisa level? So, say the Rishonim, says the Rashba, says others, das acheres makne. Over there, they can't own it on a daraisa level because they're picking up something hefker. They're picking up a lost item. But what's this Gemara talking about? Das acheres makne. It's the husband giving it to her. And that's why she can be zocha on a daraisa level. That's what many Rishonim say. There's a shach, we don't have time to go through it, but the shach, a classic shach, in Choshe Mishpat, Reish Mem Gimel Vav, where the Shach quotes all the Balei Tosfos, all over Shas, which makes this chilik, as we've mentioned many, many times. Das Acheres Makne works on a Daraisa level to give it to a Katan, and the Shach says, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. Because such a major distinction on a Daraisa level, I think, should be mentioned by the Gemara. The Gemara mentions the words Das Acheres Makne in a totally different context about Metzia, not about this. Such a fundamental distinction that a katan can be zocha daraisa only by das acheres makne, the Gemara would have to mention that. And says the Shach, because it doesn't, I think it's wrong. I think the Gemara here is telling us that a katan can be zocha daraisa even without das acheres makne. What about the steer in the earlier Gemara? The early Gemara is even a younger child. This Gemara says if you have a child that has das, so that's where you're mikone even on daraisa level. That Gemara earlier is where you have a 4-year-old. You have a 3-year-old. That's why you need a tikkun ha'olam. But this Gemara says the Shach, I find it is a very strong claim. Even though all Rishonim, many Rishonim say it, but the Shach has a very strong taina. He says the Gemara should say it. If it's such a major distinction, the Gemara should say it. Either way, that's an important comment. And just to finish up, what's the symbol of Gavlus? We've mentioned this in Sichos Musar in the past. A symbol of Gavlus is when we have something, but we know we have to give it back eventually. Right, and the Rav Palm and others say, when we realize that life is temporary, and we only have 120 years here, right, that's a simon of godless. Right, what's the language? We have, no, chayfetz umachziro lacharsha. We know we gotta give it back. No, we got to give it back at some point in the future. That's a siman of gabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, remember, as we've spoken, if anyone wants to take part in our building campaign, please feel free to visit the shul website, Nofei HaShemesh, or the Facebook page, and feel free to join us as we march towards our goal of Ed Hashem moving into the shul over the next couple of months.